T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, Thursday afternoon. Oh, I see how we're going to do this. So since Republicans don't actually want to be involved, I mean, they were willing to be involved, right? Jim Jordan, Jim Banks, Kevin McCarthy said to a San Fran man, hey, look, here's the deal. You asked for 5 Republicans, we've got them. Well, what did San Fran Nance? Oh, well, they're the wrong type of Republicans. In other words, we need Democrats who pretend to be Republicans. We need another rhino, if at all possible. We've already got that Liz Cheney, who, according to the numbers, if you take a look at the information coming out of Wyoming, she is serving her current and final term in Congress. I just don't see her making her way past the primary. But this is a show trial. You need to understand that. It is a sham and a show. It is the third impeachment of former President Trump. And it is designed to set up a mechanism by which he won't be able to run for re-election. I'm just telling you, that's how it is. Now, somebody who's always running, of course, is Terry McAuliffe. You remember him. He was the governor, and then he gave us Governor Goober. And well, now he's back. And he's getting big-time contributions from the usual suspects. Terry McAuliffe had said, no, I know I'm a Democrat, but I'm a business-minded Democrat, so I am in favor of right to work. And then all of a sudden, he changes his mind. No, we should repeal right to work. And then he gets a bunch of donations from big-time unions. I mean, go figure. The timing on that. You want to talk about a coinkydink, something that is serendipitous. Oh, my God. Gosh. Oh, he also picked up an endorsement and a lot of money from NARAL. This is the National Abortion Rights Action League. This is the group that, along with these other people who seem to have no problem with infanticide, are like, oh, well, you know, whatever you do. Your body, your choice. Unless you're talking about a vaccine, then it's somebody else's choice. Anyway, I digress. We've got a very exciting campaign that is set up here in the Commonwealth. The Republican side of things, I got news for you, making waves, getting all sorts of traction. There's energy behind these folks. One of the people, in my opinion, who is generating a huge chunk of that is Winsome Sears. We've chatted with Winsome before. She is our nominee for Lieutenant Governor, and I'm so happy to say she's here. Winsome, good Thursday afternoon.
Good Thursday afternoon to you, Jeff, and to your listeners. How are you out there? I know it is hot, but hey, what are you going to do?
Hey, it's July in Virginia. It's the way it is. What are you going to do? You know, it's fun. We're good. Now, we want to know how you are and where you are and what the heck you're up to.
Well, actually, I'm down here in Virginia Beach in Hampton Roads, my old stomping grounds, and we're, you know, getting votes. We're raising money. We're talking to people, and we're doing all those good things that one must do if one wishes to win. And it's going very well, as a matter of fact.
Oh, good, good. I wanted to know what the reaction is like.
Well, you know, we've always said that unless we bring in minority votes, we're not going to win.
That's right.
We talked about President Trump getting 44.9 to the Democrats, 50-something, and, you know, Gate and Cuccinelli and Gillespie getting 43, 45, 45.
Right.
So we definitely need to bring in the minority votes. And I got to tell you, Not one person that I have spoken to who is black has said to me that we need critical race theory. Not one. And I'm talking about, I've been in public housing, you know, talking to the people there. I have been in black businesses. Nobody has said that. You know what they have said? They have said that their children are not learning. And as a matter of fact, one woman said to me, you know, people say no child left behind, but my child is being left behind. Yeah. And, you know, that's a Republican phrase that we wanted to show that we want all children to learn.
That's
so
right.
What one woman said, I want homeschooling.
Mm-hmm.
Another one woman, another person said that he wanted school choice, period. School
sure.
choice, period.
Yeah.
And it's understandable because I've said to your listeners before, 84% of black children are illiterate by the time they get to the eighth grade. Cannot read. 85% of them cannot do math. And these are kids who are supposed to be going into high school. And when we have an economy that's moving away from labor and to technology, it's a knowledge tech industry that we are moving to. What are the kids going to do? What hope can they have? What future can they have? So I got to let you know who else is upset about this? The NAACP. I have a letter from the NAACP to the Arlington School Board and other schools to say that our children are illiterate. They're not learning. And you got you taught them diversity. You taught them this, that, and the other. And none of it worked. Need to get back to phonics and need to get back to basics.
Well,
so our children can have hope in the future.
You know, here's the reality. We talk about this goofy critical race theory and what it does, and we've talked about it, and millions of people are talking about it as we speak. It says to one small child, 6, 7 years old, you're a victim, you're a failure, you will never amount to anything, and don't you ever forget that. And then turns to another 6-year-old, 7-year-old, said, and by the way, the reason that kid's a failure is because you have oppressed him or her, and don't ever forget it. And these kids, quite frankly, at 6 or 7, are thinking to themselves, but wait a minute, that's my friend, we get along, we work together, well, how am I oppressed? But you set that in their mind, and the next thing you know, we see the results. And by God, those of us who are parents, those of us who love our children and other people's children, we value them. We say everybody's got to be able to have an opportunity. And you don't do it by cutting their legs out from under them when they're a kid.
No, you don't. And you don't tell children that they're victims, because then what is there to look forward to? And that's why I say, I am not special. I came from another country, another culture, and I'm here. Mm-hmm. If I can do it, then you can do it. We will not allow our children to fail. Failure is not an option. They will be taught accelerated math. They will be awarded advanced diplomas. It was accelerated math that the women used in Hidden Figures, that movie, to send man to the moon.
That's
if black people could do it then, we can do it now. We are no one's victim, and we are not going to be used anymore by the liberal establishment.
Listen, well, you know I love you already, so, I mean, you got my vote. I want other people to learn more about you, and I want them to support you and help you if they can. You want to give everybody your website?
Yes, it is winsomesears.com, winsomesears.com. And, you know, I want to say that, you know, people talk about the CNBC report, for example, because another issue for us is our business, our economy in Virginia. And they claim that Virginia is number one. Well, that's all well and good if you want to put your finger on the thumb, you know, the thumb on the scale to help the liberal establishment. But listen, where it matters, for example, CEO Magazine, Chief Executive Officer Magazine, when they look at the real criteria in deciding if a state is business worthy, business welcoming, number one, 30% of them, tax policy. That's what they consider. Number two, business regulations. How is it to start a business here? By the way, even CNBC admitted that Virginia is number 49 when it comes to starting a business. Number 49. And you call that business friendly? Please. And then number three, the workforce talent. Is the workforce educated? Is the workforce ready for us to move our business to? And then right to work. Right to work, folks. I know a man who had a business moving, and he said, Number one criteria, right to work. If the state was not a right to work state, off the list it came. So for those people who know what it is to start a business, to run a business, who know what it is to sign the front of the check,
that's
for
right.
them, it's not this pie in the sky stuff. That's theory. We're talking about everyday application. Pay the people, the breadwinner. It's tax policy, regulation, workforce talent. Based on those three, do you know where Virginia lands? Number 13. Number 13. So stop talking to the academians and come and talk to the people who really know what it's like to run a business.
There you go. Winsome, I appreciate you being here. It's always a pleasure to chat with you. That is Winsome Sears, and we'll certainly talk with her again in the future, no doubt about that. Winsome came here as a child, if memory serves, from Jamaica, and went on to serve in the United States Marine Corps, owned and operated a business, served in the House of Delegates. And what I love about Winsome is that there's no apologies and there are no excuses, right? She says to children in her community, hey, buck up, kids. Don't listen to these people telling you that you're being oppressed, that you're a victim. Damn it, you get yourself up there and you're going to learn math. No excuses. That's the attitude that we need. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.